Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
So keep that in mind.
Yeah, hey, forget I asked.
That'll definitely do.
Ew. Join the Discord.
It was the least fun I've ever had playing this game.
A small but vibrant and extremely humble community.
No, I've seen the sleeves, but I'm like, you said you're suiting up and then you put your sleeve on. Thank you for saying that.
Because I'm a demon on the keys.
Next thing I know, we're both dead. I immediately left the lobby.
In Vietnam.
What are they playing for? Are they playing to win?
Stay humble.
Stay humble.
We are live.
Four and a half out of ten.
Yeah, I was trying to change it up a little bit.
Yeah, the effort wasn't quite there.
The effort is not there. Yeah, I'm a little bit off my game today, but we'll figure it the fuck out. Welcome to The Drop Shot, episode number 90. Six. My name is Casey, also known as Razanon. And before I introduce our co-host this evening, did you happen to see, Tanner? I just remembered this. There were tweets about how people are like reverse boosting in Warzone and it's easy, and Drifter made a video about it. Uh-huh. Did you hear about this?
I heard about it through Twitter, yeah.
Did you watch the video?
No, Drifter bugs me.
Interesting. Okay. Well, I didn't either. We're going to have to talk about that at some point. I meant to watch it, and I forgot to. So here we are. Anyway, whatever. So all of you have exited the application and have started playing the Joe Rogan Experience, but I am joined, of course, by my good friend, Tanner. Tanner, say hello to everyone.
What's going on, everybody?
And today, despite the fact that we have not watched Drifter's YouTube video, we have both a fun and exciting episode planned for you all. And on the topic of that reverse boosting video and this thing that is percolating in the Twitter sphere, we will cover it once we get all the details. I don't think all the details are out yet, and I think there's some other dude who was going to make like an expose on this available, and I don't think that's come out yet either. So maybe we're going to wait for that, but it's probably not that big of a story, honestly, and it's also the most unsurprising thing I've ever heard in my life. I think that's probably the reason I forgot that it even existed, is because I was like, oh, none of this surprises me.
Yeah.
Especially when there's thousands of dollars on the line. Like,
I feel like the video really didn't even get a ton of traction. Like, I just saw something about it like once or twice on Twitter. But other than that, like, it wasn't something a bunch of people were talking about or retweeting. So that's probably where everyone's at. It's just like, oh, nothing. There's nothing crazy here, you know? So,
yeah. Cause you could like geofence your router and shit. I know NetDumas can do that, and I think there are also Netgear routers that can do that, like a Nighthawk. What's that? I think
like,
is
yeah,
one.
Nighthawk. That's like a really well-known router.
Yeah, so doesn't surprise me. But anyways, welcome to the program. Now we have some special announcements today before we get into our normal announcements. So announcement number one, I know some of you, most of you who listen to this program live in Australia, the penal colony, of course. But some of you might live in the United States of America. It's possible, right?
A few of them may, yes.
And in case listening to this podcast is the first time you've been on the internet today, I will remind you, or I will inform you of what's been going on. The United States is burning.
Yeah.
Which is both fun and exciting. So the 6th is when the fucking ballots are certified or whatever, or counted or some shit. And like Trump supporters were fucking around outside the Capitol. Just kind of, they were standing by. They were standing back and standing by. And then when Pence said, hey, Biden's president, I guess, or whatever.
Yeah.
Then they were no longer standing back or standing by because they fucking stormed the Capitol. And I think it's at least the first time in at least like 150 years that the United States Capitol has been occupied by anyone. I don't know if it's ever been occupied. I think it got burned down by the British in the war of like 1812 or some shit. But let's just say,
well, yeah.
The federal building, the federal capital of the United States of America being overrun by civilians and occupied with photo ops being taken behind Nancy Pelosi's desk with her laptop open, signed into her email account. That's a first.
Hey, yeah.
That's a first, right?
Yeah.
So it was pretty fucking weird today for me at work because, well, in my home, of course, working remotely. All of a sudden, I guess I checked Twitter or something. It's like this dude in a fucking no shirt, Viking like war paint, fucking horns on his head, is standing behind some desk at like the, I don't know, whatever, the room. And he's holding like a MAGA flag or something. I was like, oh, I'm sorry, what is this? Why is this trending on Twitter? And then I was like, oh, okay, cool, cool, cool. So civil war is about to break out. So it's been an interesting day in the news for you Americans, for us Americans. I will say, honestly, they enacted a curfew of 6 p.m. Local time. So it's 3 p.m. my time. And I expected people to be dying right now.
As
curfew hit. No, everyone like dispersed. There was the one lady, F's in the chat.
Well, nobody dispersed. They're all still, they're just outside now instead of inside.
No, there's a curfew. I don't think they're outside.
Yes, they are. They're all out there. It's just peaceful now, supposedly.
Well, there's a curfew, so it wouldn't be peaceful if they were still out there. I'm going to need
a source
on that.
Gun them all down? Are they going to gun them all down?
They would tear gas them, and then they would throw, and then the rioters or protesters, whatever, would then respond with Molotov cocktails, and then the National Guard of the United States of America would respond to Molotov cocktails with a hail of gunfire.
Yeah.
And then civil war would have broken out. And this is my point. That's what I thought we would be talking about right now. But besides the lady that died in the building, F's in the chat, of course, curfew hit. Everything's like largely fine. And I'm shocked. I'm shocked. I expected curfew to come and then no one go home. And then again, you know, someone spits and then someone throws a rock and then someone throws a Molotov cocktail and then someone dumps a magazine and then you just have pandemonium. But that didn't happen. It's very weird. Have you been following this, Tanner?
Of course I've been following it. Imagine taking a vacation from San Diego and just end up getting shot to death inside the United States Capitol building. That lady was from San Diego. They just announced who it was, like, and posted pictures of her like an hour ago or something.
Really?
Yeah. And like they're like posting like tweets of her, like every single tweet she has like a Trump hat on. It's so funny. But she got gunned down. I'm wondering if there's gonna be, if people are gonna be upset about that, because I don't know if you saw the video, but it was one single gunshot. It's kind of weird. It's like almost like somebody didn't mean to fire, right? I don't know. It's kind of weird.
Maybe. I mean, if you're like a Capitol Hill cop, you've probably never. Well, DC's a shit area, but not on Capitol
it's
Hill.
The worst area in the world.
I don't know any details about
it. I think it was Secret Service or something that may have shot her, because there was a bunch of videos from like the opposite side of the wall or like the little room where she was. And they were like looking through these little glass windows, and all of them were just wearing suits, like, and they all just had handguns. So I feel like it was Secret Service.
That sounds Secret Service-y. Yeah, for sure. Well, I don't know.
Any Secret Service?
I don't know
in the
any
chat?
Details, but if you would have told me yesterday that citizens would have occupied the Capitol building, run through police, and only one person died, I would have laughed at you. I would have said, "Oh no, that's not what would happen. There would be a secession, and then eight more, and we would not have internet right now." That's what I thought would have happened. So it was very interesting. But anyway,
well, it's like how were they not prepared for any of that? Did they not think anything was going to happen?
That is,
there were like four cops,
yeah,
guarding it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I've heard that point quite a bit, which is a great question. I don't know. You have to expect some crazy shit's going to happen.
Dude, Mullet said something in the chat a little while ago that I hadn't even thought of. Alex Jones is going to have the best take on all of this.
True.
Holy shit, I cannot wait.
True. Alex Jones.
We're going to have some good sound clips, probably.
Some good memes, dude. Alex Jones is the funniest comedian on planet Earth, so.
Yeah.
This is going to be a very interesting. It's going to be an interesting couple days. There have been some spicy memes already, but it sucks that lady died, I guess. No, it does suck. It sucks. But also, hey, don't storm the Capitol building. The fuck are you doing?
Yeah, I mean,
that's the dumbest decision I've ever heard. But anyways, that's been interesting. Also, in a similar vein, Twitch got involved. Twitch being the very politically active 500 IQ corporation that they are. You guys ever heard of the emote PogChamp? Go ahead and type PogChamp in the chat for me, please. Everyone type PogChamp. And I want you to notice something. This emote, which has been a part of Twitch literally since emotes existed.
It's literally working right now.
It's not working. It's an extension you have. Is now disabled. Oh, okay. It's now disabled because the guy, PogChamp, it is after the dude's name, Gutex. And he tweeted something like in support of Donald Trump. So then Twitch banned the emote. Here's their statement. "We made the decision to remove the PogChamp emote following statements from the face of the emote, Gutex, encouraging further violence after what took place in the Capitol today. We want the sentiment of use of Pog to live on, blah, blah, blah." This is fucking weird, dude. This is weird. I don't know what my opinion on this is, other than I don't know. I didn't even see the original tweet. I did see it. I just don't remember what it said. But I don't think he went on. This is an Asian dude, by the way. He's not some fucking crypto fascist Nazi.
It was pretty bad.
Was it really?
I mean, he like reposted the video of the lady that was shot, and he said, blah, blah, "She gave her life for our country." Then he also said, "Will there be civil unrest for the women who was executed inside the Capitol today?
That's
or will
the second
or will the
dicey.
MAGA martyr die in vain?"
Okay.
So it's...
Okay. that's an implicit call to violence, probably. Because
there were some
like,
sus tweets.
Death. Yeah, that's a little sus.
There were some sus tweets, but I don't know why they would ban the emote. I mean, I didn't even know who the fucking guy was. You had to just tell me. I mean, 99.8% of people on Twitch probably don't even know who the guy is. They just use the emote, you know? It's like, it's not going to change anything. Like, what do you just, whatever.
It's just funny that a website such as Twitch, which will allow adult women to spread their assholes open directly in front of the lens camera.
Directly.
And ban them for 3 days, is also a site where you can be 13 or older and use, by the way. 3 day ban for that. For like a 5 minute, just like whatever. And then some dude tweets, now all of a sudden they like want to protect their community or something. Mm-hmm. Like 13 year olds who don't know who Gutex is can't be exposed to the PogChamp emote. But if they see some grown woman's asshole, it's fine. Just let her back.
Yeah.
In less than a week. They're just so
hours.
Fucking dumb, dude. They're so dumb. I'm not saying the girl should have been banned forever. Because maybe it was an accident. Probably not. It's a good publicity stunt.
How is it an accident? She spread her ass open.
She meant to be recording the way we do with OBS. She didn't mean to go live. That's the statement. I don't believe her, of course. It's a great publicity stunt. But either way, who fucking cares? It's a butt. I don't know. I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm just saying there's no consistency here with Twitch. And there are many other things they're inconsistent on. But those are two just very recent examples. I just thought it was weird and I thought it was funny, honestly.
Yeah.
To see. But I have no particular take on this because I don't really care. It's just an emote. It doesn't matter to me. Because I think Gutex's account on Twitch is still fine or anything. I don't think they actually banned him. But you know who did ban one of their users? Twitter banned the sitting president of the United States of America from Twitter. Which is interesting, dude. Which is interesting. Because he tweeted, I don't know, three things that were like fake news, according to Jack Dorsey.
You are fake news.
And then they banned him for 12 hours. So this is all just a shit show.
We're the worst country in the world.
Oh, it's a disaster. It's a disaster. This would be all like, it sucks that someone died. That makes this a lot less funny, but still pretty funny, honestly. Because again, don't storm federal buildings, right? Let's not. That's not a wise course of action, certainly. But I don't know. I just had to... We couldn't not mention this shit on the program today. Tanner, what are the odds of an all-out civil war? How likely is it? Give me a percentage, dude.
0%.
0%?
Yes. Yeah. Close to 0%.
I'm thinking like 2%. Yeah. Some people are talking about how it's imminent or whatever. I said this on Twitter, though. If they 25th Amendment Trump, odds of a civil war go up a lot.
Well, yeah.
Because if they remove Donald Trump from office before whatever Joe Biden's supposed to take over, all of his supporters are going to be fucking mauled.
President Harris.
And then it would be Pelosi until it was Biden. And then there might actually be a civil war. So just let him wait fucking 2 weeks, guys. Don't 25th Amendment him. Whether or not you should, I don't know or care. I don't follow politics enough. But if you just needlessly remove him 2 weeks early as a symbol, just to make a statement, you're going to piss off a lot of people who have a lot of guns, and you might start a civil war. So let's not do that. That was my only thing. Anyways, I don't know. I thought that was funny. Welcome to our new patrons, our new gold patrons, Meth Haven, Braden, Circassian, and Abraham E. And welcome to our new Damascus patrons. Simple name, 8 and SP Farms. Patreon.com/TheDropShot for bonus episodes a month and access to the entire back catalog for only $5 a month. Patreon.com/TheDropShot. It is the best way to support this program, and we will need all the support we can get because I don't own a gun. So if a 25th Amendment, our president, and civil war breaks out, this podcast can't continue if I'm not heavily armed, because I will be shot.
Yeah.
Right? I'll be shot. And I need protection. Yeah. So patreon.com/TheDropShot
neighborhood,
so that I can buy an Armalite 15 to defend myself when civil war breaks out in this country. Okay? Patreon.com/TheDropShot. And the bonus episodes are fire content. Also, yeah, we're doing that now. We're going to separate these from gold and Damascus. And the reason for that is so that if someone upgrades from gold to Damascus, we can give them a little shout out. What does that mean?
It's my idea.
It was Tanner's idea, and also get scammed. That's the point. So if you sign up for gold and you just really want attention, do it, dude. Do it. I'll shout you out. But for real, thank you guys, all of you, for joining the Patreon. It is much appreciated, especially in these times, which we will get into episode 101. Also, Jada Pinkett Smith, thank you for the 3-month gifted sub to someone.
Damn.
Multi-month gifted subs, very rare in this program, and Jada has opted for it. So I appreciate that very much. And Tanner, any announcements from you?
Yeah, Tanner is cooler. Fantastic name, by the way. Thank you for the 150 offline biddies. But, you know, there's a problem here, Raz. So his name is Tanner is cooler, right? He gave me 150 biddies. But yet he's given you how many bits today? 500. So, I mean, what's the deal here?
He's lying.
I mean, he has less than 5 minutes to give me more bits than he gave you today, or he's banned from my chat forever. It's that simple. So figure it out.
For sure. Keep that in mind.
Thanks for the bits, though.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, so cool. Yeah. So thank you guys, all of you. Also, iTunes reviews are showing up again. We may or may not go over them today. It depends how long the program takes. But they're showing up again. We've been getting them, but they haven't been, like, showing up. I figured out a solution, so I just wanted to let you guys know that. So, real quick, where the fuck are we? Okay. Ozzy with a gifted sub to Drifter. Okay. He's so cheeky. Shigo with the gifted sub. Bush Turkey, Toady Boy, 100 bits each. Face, Esquire, 1,000 bits. Jada Pinkett, 1,000 bits as well. And Bush Turkey, 100 more. Let's go, boys. Thank you, brothers. The support tonight has been nuts. Much appreciated, dudes and dudettes. Shigo, Ozzy, Dingleberry, Toady Boy, Face, Jada, Bush Turkey. Much love, boys. Without further ado, if you were waiting for the jingle, thank you all for the support before the program and during these announcements. Here it is. All right. So, most of you probably know what we're going to talk about tonight, but probably not everything. So
the Capitol.
We've already talked about that in the building announcements. So if you wanted to listen to that, go listen to the announcements and stop skipping them. But first of all, sledgehammer weapon. Oh, normally we talk about playlist updates, but there are none. So now the sledgehammer weapon is in the game onto patch notes. There's whatever. It's a melee weapon. You shouldn't care about this, but you have to do a challenge. If you go to your create a class, look for melee weapons, you can hover over it and it'll tell you how to unlock it. I don't know how to unlock it because I don't care. I'll never
using
have
the combat knife, kill two or more players rapidly in 15 matches.
That'll take you a while, by the way. 15?
15 matches,
a double kill,
two or more. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's annoying. With a knife. That's annoying for sure. So, okay.
A dead silence is in this game. It'll be simple.
It's not that it's not simple. It's that you have to play 15 separate matches. But anyways, whatever. Sledgehammer's in the game, so you guys can check that out, I guess. Also, I thought this was worth mentioning, particularly because it is Tanner's favorite operator, Tracer Pack Bulldozer operator bundles in the game. So, this is the operator dude. He's an edgelord because he has like an EOD helmet on, which looks cool, I guess. But also, interestingly, this is, I think, the first Tracer Pack. No, the second Tracer Pack for Cold War. It also comes with a sledgehammer, so you could circumvent that challenge, and green tracer rounds for a gun. TAC Rifle Bravo. So that's an M16, it would appear.
It's an M16, yeah.
So if you wanted to get in on that, check the store, yada, yada, yada.
Or better yet, don't. Don't waste your money on it, right?
That's correct, of course, yes. So now we're going to get into some interesting revelations.
Waste your money on us.
J-God, friend of the program, whom you should sub to on YouTube, by the way, has given us some information for this program tonight, actually. The first of which, many of you have probably heard about this, Cold War scopes, sniper scopes, most of them don't have glint in Warzone. This is very weird. So first of all, what scopes on Cold War snipers, Pellington Tundra and the Barrett, I don't know, M70-63-2, which ones do have glint? The SUSAT multi-zoom 2x to 4x variable zoom scope shows glint. Change the name, by the way. Also, the default sniper scopes for the Tundra, Pellington, and Barrett show glint in Warzone. However, that's it. That's it, right?
And how many scopes are there?
A lot.
For each sniper,
there's
maybe
a lot.
12?
12, 15.
14, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot. So
there's a number of scopes
so
that
you
do
could
not
equip
show glint.
A Tundra, and you could put on a 20x Cold War scope on your Tundra, and there will be no glint. There are a bunch of scopes, because it's in fact all of them, except for one attachment and default scope. None of the other ones have glint, which is very interesting, and J-God figured this out. So that could be, and I think we've alluded to this, that could be a significant advantage in Warzone, and it's also probably not intentional, which we'll get into in a second, but I'm just surprised at how many of these scopes do not have glint, including a 20x scope, which is fucking insane. So, I don't know. Tanner, what are your thoughts on this?
I mean, it's absurd. Again, this is probably one of those things that is just overlooked. I mean, to give them some credit, when you have to think about everything they had to do for these weapons and adding them all into the game at once, I mean, it's a nightmare, right? So yeah, I can understand why everything is so just utterly destroyed, ruined. Warzone is broken. It's busted. I can understand why this one, you know, fell through the cracks. So it's fucking ridiculous, but the good thing is none of the Cold War snipers matter right now and have mattered because the DMR is in the video game.
True.
So we haven't seen much of this because it hasn't really mattered up until this point. But if this is still a problem in, let's say, a month from now, then this is going to be a problem, right? Because if people aren't using the DMR and we're starting to, you know, test out different snipers, people are saying the Tundra is good, and we have this issue, you won't ever know where the person's at in Warzone with the horrible visibility, the large size of the map. I mean, somebody could be hiding anywhere with a 20 times and you would never know where they're at, and they'll just pick you off.
Yeah, true.
So, I mean, maybe this is a strat, just freaking lay prone.
That's the strat already, even with Clint, unfortunately.
On a true, actually, yeah.
But, okay, yeah, so Do they? This isn't intentional. I think we agree on that. So how soon do they fix it? Or do they fix it at all?
I'm going to give this one 3 weeks.
3 weeks. Okay.
3 weeks.
My guess.
At the earliest.
At the earliest is, I think, a good caveat. Because, like you said, no one's going to use a sniper until the DMR and the Type 63 are nerfed. Now, you might be saying, hey, you guys might have overlooked some things in the patch notes because they already did get nerfed. We'll get into it. We'll for sure fucking get into it, so relax. But until snipers are used at all or are viable at all, no one's going to care about this being changed. So it's going to basically be snipers become viable, then add 2 weeks, maybe 1 week, and then this glint thing gets fixed.
Yeah. That's a good it's a good thought process, good observation there. I like it.
That's what I okay. Thanks. That's what I would say. I would say expect this to be fixed pretty soon, but for now, if you enjoy sniping, Tundra might be a good weapon to abuse. So maybe consider doing that. And now on to the real juicy shit. And I'm interested for Tanner's thoughts on this. I think most of us will probably agree. The Warzone's damage values for the DMR, the dual Renettis, dual Diamatis, and the MAC-10 have been nerfed. So first of all, these are all Warzone-specific changes. These don't apply to Cold War multiplayer. And these details are all courtesy of Exclusive Ace. So first of all, the DMR. Pre-patch headshot damage, 175 at all ranges. Which meant it was possible to two-shot kill someone who was fully plated. Which is insane, obviously. That has been reduced to 114 now that it's been patched. So 175 headshot damage to 114. Pretty big. Pretty big. This means it is always at least one extra shot to kill. You cannot kill someone who's fully plated in two shots. It's impossible with the DMR now. And before it was possible. They also said, that they increased the recoil. But Ace tested this. Let's just take a look here. Class, if you can turn your attention to the screen.
Now, oh, no.
Now, I don't know if I'm fucking dumb, right? But the post-patch recoil spread looks a lot tighter than the pre-patch.
Oh, my God. It's better. It's easier to control.
It's significantly better. Like 20% less recoil now.
How do they get it so backwards every time?
Great question.
Hey, it's not just Infinity Ward. What is going on?
It's a great question, dude. It's a great question. And I don't know. I don't know. So this has happened. The damage of headshots was nerfed, but the recoil was buffed. And now people on Twitter were very excited when Raven tweeted this patch was going live.
Are they enemies of the pod yet? Somebody in the Discord said Raven, enemies of the pod. Are they there yet?
Oh, Raven?
Raven Software? Not yet. Okay.
But let me get your thoughts first. So DMR was nerfed / buffed in this way. First of all, this is our first official fake news patch we've ever gotten.
You are fake news.
No, actually, it's probably not our first.
It's not the first, no.
So this theme will continue for the rest of the year, just like it did all last year. So that's cool. We can look forward to secret patch notes, fake news patch notes that literally can't be trusted. That's going to continue this year, unsurprisingly. Now, Tanner, what are your thoughts on these changes to the DMR?
So I think they went after it theoretically the correct way. Because when you shoot somebody with a DMR in their body, it's not overpowered at all. I mean, if somebody's running and you're not getting headshots and they're far away, I'll get like 5 or 6 hit markers on them and they're still not dead.
Interesting.
So I don't think that was the issue to begin with. I think they were going in the correct direction with this, with the headshot damage and supposedly the recoil. But as Exclusive Ace has proved, The recoil is actually better post patch. I mean, it's definitely, whether or not we can say it's strictly better, I don't know, but it's not worse. We know that. Yes. It is not worse.
Yes. Exactly.
So the headshot damage, so it takes one extra shot. Almost doesn't matter with a gun like that, that has 30 rounds, it's semi-auto, and it has very little recoil. Hitting their head one more time almost doesn't matter. Because it's one of those things where it's like, if you're shooting at somebody, usually you're still firing after you down them because you can't react fast enough. So it's like you're probably already firing another shot. So we may not even be able to tell much of a difference, which it sounds like is the case, from the DMR, because you're firing so quick at them. Yeah. That one extra bullet is just coming either way, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so I mean, I don't know if I'm happier that they did this and just slightly nerfed it for now instead of just gutting it completely. I'm not sure how I feel, because I didn't want it gutted completely. I want it to be difficult to pick a meta weapon, a main yes. weapon to use in Warzone.
Yes.
And I mean, people say this is definitely not as good because it takes one extra bullet, but I mean, from what I read pretty much everywhere, it's just not enough. I haven't had time to play, unfortunately, but I mean, there are some people saying they can't even tell a difference. Other people are saying it's there, but still not enough. And it's basically gone from completely broken to still overpowered. I think that's what J-God ended up saying, is that it went from completely busted, broken, to now it's just an overpowered weapon.
Yes.
But yeah, so I don't really know how else they can tackle this, though. Because like I said, I don't think there's an issue with like the body, the limb damage. It's just, it all comes down to the headshot. But if they make that headshot damage even lower, then it's like four shots of the head isn't going to make sense when it may only take six shots to the chest to take somebody down. I feel like it's at a weird state right now. It's like maybe they need to add even more recoil, which they definitely, well, we know they do. And then maybe add like a trigger delay or something.
Yeah,
maybe something like that.
I was thinking what they should do, like, for some reason they have headshot multipliers for every gun except sniper rifles and marksman rifles, and this kind of makes sense for sniper rifles because you want them to be a one-shot headshot down. I get that, but like the DMR, what they should do, I don't know how many body shots it takes to kill someone with the DMR. But let's assume that it's like, fine. Why don't they just, instead of reducing headshot damage, reduce headshot multiplier? And then maybe they'll have to increase base damage to compensate for that so that the gun isn't complete dog shit. I don't know. Mm. But yeah, it still seems way too busted, because like you said, for a gun with this little recoil and with this fast of a fire rate, one extra shot, like, I mean, it helps, but yeah, it seems to be not enough. And that's what most people are saying on Twitter. They're saying, yeah, like, it doesn't feel different at all. I'm not sure I believe that, but it certainly seems like, and I haven't played yet, neither is Tanner, but it seems like they haven't done quite enough yet. And also, yep, if they had increased the recoil like they said they did, that might have helped too, by the way.
That would have helped a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. But you don't want to give it too much recoil because then it's not worth using. But maybe it would be, but then you could just only use it at like more mid-range because the recoil is a little more difficult to control. Like a foul.
Exactly.
You know?
Or like an SKS even.
Yeah, exactly.
SKS has a lot of recoil.
Exactly. Like,
I mean,
an
that
SKS,
would,
yeah,
they could pretty much probably leave the headshot damage where it is now. And if there's almost double the recoil, then people are going to have to fire a shot and wait, like, you know, almost a whole second before they have their follow up shot if they want it to be accurate. So that's still going to make it, if you're a really good shot and want to take that time in between bullets to aim and get back on their head or whatever, then it can be good. But yeah, it's, I mean, I guess it is good they didn't just completely gut it and make it completely unusable.
Yeah, I agree.
I think it is better they work on it this way versus destroying it altogether. Because once they destroy a weapon and gut it that badly, they're never going to bring it back. It's just always going to be that bad again.
Yes, yes. And that's what I'm surprised at with this nerf. I expected this thing to get fucking shit on. But instead, it's still like the best gun in Warzone. So they didn't do enough. But I'd almost rather they not do enough than do too much. Because they never bring these things back once they over nerf them. So I'm annoyed, and I wish the Warzone meta was changed today, but it wasn't.
Change it,
of course, but it wasn't. But that's probably fine, because they're probably going to do another balance pass pretty fucking soon. Because Raven, like, got back to work, like, 2 days ago, and then they nerfed it today. So, like, I feel like with the speed with which they've been patching things so far, since Raven took over, which hasn't been long, but still, they might be able to rectify this situation in the near future, and that would be good. So we'll see what happens with that, but I think everyone agrees it didn't go far enough. Next, the Type 63. The headshot damage for this was also 175, just like the DMR, pre-patch, pre-nerf. And now it is 124. Now, if you were paying attention, that means the Type 63 does more headshot damage than the DMR does now by 10 points. Now, still, with 124 damage, still impossible to get a two-shot kill. So they've still increased the number of shots to kill a fully plated opponent. It's impossible to two-shot someone who's full plates. Which is good. But, again, I don't know if this is enough. But in fairness, I don't think anyone's used the Type 63, because why would you? DMR is still better. Even though this does 10 more headshot damage, if it doesn't increase the or decrease the number of shots to kill, it doesn't really matter. There are circumstances where it would matter if someone has like a weird number of plates or something, or health, but most of the time it doesn't matter. Go ahead.
But also, and look at why people haven't been using the Type 63. It's because it has more recoil. Has more recoil than the DMR. Yes. So that also goes to show you that's probably the only other thing they need to do to this weapon now. You know, maybe the headshot multiplier is fine. Just actually double the recoil. Like, I'm not exaggerating. Probably double it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they also said speaking of recoil, they also said that they nerfed the recoil pattern of the Type 63.
Yeah.
You are fake news.
Wrong.
And, again, doesn't look very nerfed to me.
It looks better to me.
It looks a little better. Yeah.
I mean, there's literally not as much vertical recoil, and also the placement is tighter. So there's less recoil, and it's a tighter grouping.
Yes, correct.
So, hey, there's two things right there that make it better.
True. Yeah, and let's compare this to, here we have the, Type 63, here's the DMR. Let's just look at the post-patch. They look pretty fucking similar to me, dude. It looks like the Type 63 has more left-to-right recoil, whereas the DMR
bounces
is like
around
a straight
more.
Line. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Type 63 has more horizontal recoil. DMR's is almost vertical and just slightly to the right.
Yes, exactly. So the DMR is still going to be more accurate. But they said they nerfed the Type 63's recoil, and of course they didn't. Which is fun and exciting. So anyway, yeah, Type 63, I don't know. It's probably overpowered, but no one's using it, because why would you? Because the DMR is still in the game. So, moving on, this is one that I had said did not need to be nerfed. And I think you agreed with me.
I agreed 100%, yeah.
And this was the MAC-10. And Raven apparently did not agree with us. And they decided to nerf it. So, well, we'll get into it. So for the default MAC-10 that you can earn by playing the game free of charge, right? That MAC-10. That's in the free Battle Pass stream. That MAC-10. Cold War SMG free, by the way. That one. The headshot multiplier in Warzone was reduced from 1.6x to 1.2x. So up close, It used to do 40 headshot damage per shot. Now it does 30. Okay. That's a nerf.
Okay.
It's a nerf. And that is all of the change that they made to the MAC-10. So to nerf the MAC-10, they reduced the headshot multiplier by a pretty significant degree, by the way. Tanner, what are your thoughts on this?
I don't think headshot damage really matters too much on SMGs. I know I can speak for myself. Whenever I'm using an SMG, the last thing I'm going to aim for is their head. I'm more likely to aim at their cock, their chest, even their legs than I usually am at their head, it seems like. So I'm more of a center mass type of guy with an SMG. So I don't think this change really has any effect. I mean, you're not thinking about aiming for the head when you're using an SMG up close and just trying to spray somebody down. So I don't think this is going to have much of a change on how the gun is, which is fine by me, because I don't think the MAC-10 should have been nerfed at all. I thought it was fine. I mean, like, we've had the MP5 meta for a long time as a good SMG. Let's give it to something else. I mean, the MAC isn't completely busted, but it is really good. And I think that's okay. Yes. I think that's what we need right now.
Yes. Yes. So. Agreed. 1,000% agreed. I think reducing the headshot multiplier for an SMG, like, no one's aiming for headshots, and people aren't really getting them either. Because even if you're hip firing, you're not aiming your hip fire spread at someone's face. Because if you are, you're dumb and you're going to die. Because you're going to be missing half your shots, headshotting the other half. That's not what you want. So you aim for, like, the navel. So, like, people aren't really getting headshots anyway. I don't know. This seemed... I agree with you. I feel like this isn't going to do much to the MAC-10. And I'm also, like, fine with that. Because I don't think it needed to be nerfed anyway. So, yeah, I actually agree with you on that. Now, there's a caveat. Because if you have a different MAC-10, the paid Battle Pass Tier 95 version of the MAC-10, which I believe is called the Gallantry Blueprint, that you have to pay 20 United States dollars for in the Battle Pass to receive, well, that MAC-10 actually doesn't get nerfed, right? It doesn't get nerfed. So the headshot multiplier was reduced from 1.6 to 1.2 for the regular peasant MAC-10, but not for the elite pay-to-win MAC-10, the Gallantry Blueprint, which is both fun and exciting. In addition to not being nerfed in this way, it actually has less recoil and a tighter hip fire spread. These findings about the Battle Pass MAC-10 are courtesy of J-God. Find him on YouTube. And he exposed this whole thing in a video. I'm not going to show the recoil pattern, but I will show you the hip fire spread. And again, this is from J-God's video, which I will link in the show notes. I'll link exclusive aces as well. You guys can see from this image here, he overlaid two images. So the orange crosshair is the regular MAC-10, and that image is on top of the Battle Pass MAC-10. And these are both with no attachments. So with no attachments on either one. So he equipped the Battle Pass blueprint, removed the attachments, compared it to a base without attachments. Look at the hip fire spread. You guys see the blue crosshairs. They are pretty fucking obvious here. Pretty easy to see because they're quite a bit tighter, actually. So Activision is scamming you. Actually scamming you. Not only did the nerf not apply to the MAC-10 to reduce the headshot damage on the blueprint paid version, it also has less recoil and a tighter hip fire spread. Now, if this was the first time we had seen this happen, I would say, okay, pretty sus. Hey, pretty sus. But honest mistake, maybe. But for those of you who have been around for a while, you might remember a dog shit little weapon called the EBR. And there was a store bundle that you had to purchase with United States dollars or whatever currency you use, probably.
Activision accepts, United States, yeah.
Activision accepts all forms of currency, probably. 50 Ethereum. For an EBR store bundle, and that did more damage too than the regular ass EBR. And it wasn't fixed until someone exposed it, and then Activision was forced to fix it. So one time, okay, maybe an honest mistake. It's not like the store-bought bundle did less damage than the regular one, by the way. It did more. Pretty interesting. And yeah, now we're seeing it again with
interesting.
We're seeing it again with the Mac 10. So is this another coincidence that the one that costs you real ass money performs better for the second time that we know of? Or is this a little Razzano sus?
That is a Black Helicopters right there. Play it.
Black Helicopters.
I mean, imagine they actually do this with all blueprint weapons. They make them slightly better, not enough to be like extremely noticeable, but only noticeable enough for when these guys to test them can like tell there's actually a difference. And they've been doing that the whole time. Could be, dude. We don't know.
Absolutely. Could be,
we may have just stumbled upon something here. We may both be shot in the back of the head walking down the street tomorrow by Bobby Kotick himself. You never know.
And his considerable team of assassins. Yes, that's a joke.
His team of assassins, yeah.
I would never slander another man.
So that's, that's crazy to me. I mean, my other thought is maybe this hipfire thing is fake news. I mean, maybe that hipfire crosshair doesn't really have any effect on the actual spread of it. I haven't watched the video. Did J-God test the actual spread?
He tested actual recoil, but it was ADS recoil. But I don't know if he tested the actual hipfire spread. I didn't watch the whole video. I skimmed it.
I don't know. That makes me a little J-God's
been
sus.
Doing this for a while, and I trust that he didn't mess all of this up.
Yeah, no, for sure. I'm just curious if he actually posted that. I mean, he's probably not wrong, but I would, just so we're 100% certain, I would like to see an actual hipfire spread screenshot between the two.
So according to Cowboy, he did test the spread. Yeah.
Oh, he did. Okay, cool. Yeah, I was going to say, I can't imagine him making a video and not testing the spread of it.
Yeah.
So you just skimmed over it because you're dumb, and that's fine. I didn't have time to watch it. I was at work, but you're dumb. So that's your fault.
Okay.
Thank you. So, J-God, thank you for being right once again. This is... maybe that's why, like, Jake always said the Mac was really good, and I was always like, man, dude, I think it's good, but, like, I don't think it's busted, and it's because I don't have the Battle Pass variant of it yet.
Interesting.
I don't know.
Maybe. Maybe.
I wouldn't be surprised if this has happened on more than two occasions, though.
That's where I'm at, too, dude. That's where I'm at, too. And we've heard murmurings for like months now that Activision has this engagement optimization matchmaking, which is designed to keep players on the game for longer and increase sales, increase revenue. And we've also heard murmurings of people who buy things in the shop get more generous hitboxes, they get better hit reg, they get easier lobbies. None of those things have been proven true, but again, I've been hearing these rumors for months that this shit happens, and they've all been kind of conspiratorial, hush hush, whatever. But when you see concrete proof of this kind backed by all of these whispers on the internet, you start to think, dude, where there's smoke, there's fire. Like, I don't know. With all of the shady shit Activision has done since MDub came out, this honestly would not surprise me if this was a complete orchestrated, calculated move to drive sales. And people who spend money on the game do better. Like, I actually would not at all be surprised by that. I mean, think about it. This is the company that has never once made a statement on skill-based matchmaking. They explicitly said it didn't exist in large-scale game modes, and then it was proven that, of course, it does. Like, they've not only omitted truth from their consumer base, but they've actually, in writing, explicitly lied to their consumer base.
Oh, about the skill-based matchmaking.
Yes.
Yeah, about skill-based matchmaking.
Explicitly, in writing, lied to their consumers. So do you really think that it would be beneath them to pull some goofy shit like this on purpose?
Well,
not me.
I don't understand how this even happens. I'm not a game developer. Like, how does the battle pass variant of a weapon perform better than the non-battle pass variant when you have the same attachment set up? Like, how is it even coded in that way that it's like a different weapon almost? It's just weird to me.
How is it possible to do this accidentally?
Yes.
Exactly.
It's just so weird. It's like, are there that many errors that actually happen? You know, apparently there is.
Yeah. I don't know, dude. We're going to have to, like, we're going to have to start a GoFundMe for, like, Ace, J-God, and these other people and make them buy every weapon blueprint in this store and run tests like these.
Well, they're all going to get sued pretty soon by Activision anyways. So they're going to need a GoFundMe for that.
Or shot
to death, yeah. Yes.
Activision will do a false flag as Trump supporters to start a civil war to give them enough cover to infiltrate J-God and Exclusive Ace's homes and execute them so they stop being exposed. They will incite the American Civil War rematch so that they can continue earning $3 million per day in microtransactions from their consumers, whom they are lying to.
Yeah. Or Black Helicopters. Activision is paying these guys to put out this info saying, like, oh, this Battle Pass gun is better and does more damage, so that people buy it. Activision makes more money, and it also takes everyone's mind off of all the cheaters in the game. I mean, I don't know. Maybe they're on the payroll.
Black helicopters.
Yeah.
That is a 3D, 4D, 7D chess move right there. I don't know, dude. By the way, I was joking about Bobby Kotick inciting another civil war, in case that wasn't obvious to those of you. Whatever.
Bobby's a great guy. I have his cell phone number.
Yeah, I was texting him last night. Hey, what's up with this Mac 10? Anyways, yeah. So that's fun and exciting, right? So fuck Activision again for the umpteenth time. I feel I must mention that. So that's cool. So thank you, J-God, for that expose. Fucking a real Edward Snowden 2.0 whistleblower here. So
yeah.
Also
an American hero.
He'll be in Gitmo with fucking Snowden soon.
Jesus.
Snowden.
Where is Snowden these days? He's in Russia, isn't he?
Yes.
Somewhere in Russia.
I think
yeah.
He's in like a consulate in Russia. He'll be with what's Julian Assange in Gitmo.
Yeah.
Wherever the fuck they have it, whatever CIA black site they're fucking,
yeah,
they're sending hot pokers through his balls in.
Jesus
Christ. Hey, don't blame me, dude. Anyways, on to the next weapon that was nerfed in Call of Duty, the video game, which is what this podcast is about, of course. The Akimbo Diamatis, which you guys were fucking mauling at me about in the last episode of the program.
Oh, yeah.
Were changed. They were nerfed. And it looks like these are actual real nerfs. So first of all, again, courtesy of Exclusive Ace, This is with a 5 milliwatt laser. Pre-patch is in green. You can obviously see those are way closer to center than post-patch in red. Way farther out. This is actually like quite a bit more, quite a looser grouping.
Well,
after the patch,
it's also zoomed in 500%. So,
okay, whatever. They were nerfed to unamount. And again, this is with 5 milliwatt on both, and that's the only way, of course, you would ever use these anyway. And in addition to this, the range of them was reduced to some degree. That is something you can't really test, like the damage range, because they're akimbo, you can't ADS, so it's like really hard to test.
Yeah,
so Ace was saying he didn't test it, but they said they reduced the damage range. Now, does that mean the damage range was increased? Because that's been the theme of these patches, right?
Yeah.
We increase recoil means decrease recoil, and if we reduce damage range, of course, that might mean they increase damage range. We don't know yet.
Your damage range was doubled if you own the Ultimate Edition of Black Ops Cold War.
Yes.
Otherwise, if it's Standard Edition, it's just, you know, it's the same.
Yeah, right, exactly, yeah. So we'll see about that. This is the one thing I haven't seen anyone bitching about on Twitter today. So I feel like these nerfs were probably enough. And the only reason I'm saying that is because if these nerfs were not enough, I feel like I would have seen a bunch of people complaining about them still. But no one has. Have you seen any complaints? What are your thoughts, Tanner?
Well, the thing with these guns are, I don't think either of those changes mattered much. Because you have to be up close enough where the damage range doesn't matter. And the ADS or the recoil spread doesn't really matter either. It just comes down to the overall damage of the weapon, the damage and not having like a burst delay or anything. And then, of course, they're akimbo. I mean, the only way to, I think, nerf these is lower the overall damage of them. I mean, it's a decent start, but I feel like it didn't really probably do enough. I saw somebody bitching earlier. Maybe it was just Jake bitching about it in Discord, saying that it's just like it's still like you're just getting one framed and you don't even have time to react. But yeah, I mean, I think that's where they need to go with it. I don't think the range was the issue before, because you did have to be on their ass. But again, you move so quickly with them, it's not that hard to get inside of somebody's ass.
Yeah, I don't know, man. That spread looks, it's not the recoil they increased, it's just the spread, the hipfire spread. They increased it by quite a bit.
Yeah, I think hopefully it's good enough to kill it, because I don't want to ever be killed by it again.
Yeah, that's where I'm at too. It looks like it's probably a decent start. And again, I feel like I would have seen more bitching if it wasn't enough. But the good news is that they're going to have to revisit the type and the DMR again. So when they do that, they'll also revisit the DMODs and say, hey, did we not go far enough on these either? So if they didn't go far enough, I am hopeful that they will when they nerf the DMR again, which they will do. So either way, we'll see. But those have been nerfed as well. So, real quick. Bush Turkey. 100 biddies. That was from earlier. But thanks again, dude. Tanner is cooler with an amount of bits that I won't be counting. Thank you. Mullet. Mullet proof. Mute. With 69 bits because he's a child. Thank you. Dude. Miss Lemur Party with 1,069 bits. Feeling real childish tonight. Thank you, Lemur. Daddy Dingleberry 5 and A. Kelly 100. Let's go. Thank you, boys and girls. I appreciate it. Sorry it took me a while to get to, but I wanted to go over all of those weapon changes. But Tanner is cooler. Mullet, Lemur, Daddy Dingleberry, A. Kelly, thank you guys. Much appreciated. Lemur, thank you again. 1,069 bits. That's a lot of scratch. So thank you all. Much appreciated. Much love. And now we will move on to news and upcoming changes. First of all, this seemed like a bigger note yesterday than it does today, but we'll still go over it. Treyarch Studios tweets, playlist updates are moving to Thursdays. And then coming tomorrow, Raid and Crossroads Strike 24/7, Gunfight Blueprints, and then Dirty Bomb Duos. So this is interesting. We'll talk about the playlist first. Raid and Crossroads Strike, those seem mismatched. Raid is so much bigger than Crossroads Strike.
It's an interesting combination for sure, but Crossroads Strike is a very popular Sixes map.
Yes.
And, you know, Raid is probably the best Sixes map right now. So it makes sense. I mean,
yeah, true.
You can kind of tell they're listening to what the community wants. People do like Crossroads Strike, so that's cool they put them in a playlist together. I mean, I would play that over fucking Raid and Mall.
True.
Mall at the Pines, Pines at the Mall, Pines at the something, Mall at the Pines. I don't know what I've said or haven't said at this point, but it's one of those combinations of words.
True.
Is the name of that map. So.
True. So, yeah, agreed. Gunfight, Blueprints, don't care. And then Dirty Bomb Duos also don't care. So, as for the program, we were considering changing the schedule of the podcast. Because if they did patch notes on Thursdays and we did an episode on Wednesday, that would be a real problem, probably. But it doesn't look like... we don't really know what the future holds. And of course, these dev studios, as we've learned countless times, and if you haven't learned it by now, then you're just not paying attention, they like to lie to us a lot. So when they say they're going to move playlist updates to Thursdays or patch notes to Thursdays, and they didn't say this about patch notes, they only said it about playlist updates, although they could have been sloppy with their language, which is something they also want to do, right?
I kind of feel like they literally just meant playlist updates and not the actual patch.
That might be true, yeah. In which case, we're not going to reschedule the program. So,
or not going to either way. Let's make that clear. It doesn't matter how horrible this ends up being, we're not rescheduling. There's no other way it would make sense. Wednesday and Saturday make the most sense out of anything possible.
Okay, well, we'll see. It wouldn't happen anytime soon. But yeah, I don't think we will either. I don't think we'll need to. Because I think, like, you know, we got patch notes today, and that works perfectly fine, so we'll figure it out. But anyways, they're doing that now. Playlist updates are now on Thursdays. Why did they do that? Great question. I have no idea. But this doesn't really matter.
So, maybe Warzone patches are Tuesday.
Maybe they try to space shit out, yeah.
Cold War ones are Thursday?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe they're trying to space things out. It is possible, for sure. Which actually I'm not mad about.
Updating Cold War, right?
That's true. Also, they're going to keep Nuketown 24/7. They're going to keep Prop Hunt. They're going to keep Face Off 3v3 respawn mode on gunfight maps.
So, Prop Hunt is a drop shot favorite, apparently.
Is it really? Who's been
that
playing
That is the late night game mode. After the Damascus Patreon, patreon.com/thedropshot, after the hangout ends every week, a bunch of them go and play Prop Hunt.
Hmm.
So it's apparently a fan favorite. I guess it's pretty fun when they're all drunk talking about politics and religion until 6 a.m. their local time.
I agree,
but I think anything would be fun at that point. I mean,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I agree 100%. So anyway, so you guys can keep getting drunk and, you know, preparing for civil war together in voice while you play Prop Hunt.
Yeah,
that's not going anywhere. Also, Raven tweeted, upcoming Warzone playlist update for Thursday. They're adding Plunder Quads, Giant don't care. And then Rebirth Island, they're going to make duos, Mini Royale duos, and Resurgence trios. So duos is going to be Mini Royale, regular-ass BR rules. And then Resurgence trios are coming back, where as long as someone's alive on your team, you'll like respawn on them or whatever the fuck. And then they're taking out Plunder Trios and they're moving Rebirth Island quads. I'm actually curious how Rebirth Island duos would play as opposed to quads. I don't know if that would be less intense or more intense. I think it would be more intense.
I think it would play better, that's for sure.
You think so?
I mean, only having to go up against, you know, two enemies versus if you down somebody, you have three guys looking for you.
Yeah. It's going to double the number of teams, though.
It's going to double the number of teams.
It'll go from 10 to 20 teams if there's still 40 people.
I think duos would play better, though.
I think I agree. I think it would be fun.
That may be fun. Yeah, we'll probably play that on stream at some point.
We should
maybe
do that. Yeah,
it's a possibility for sure. We may.
We should sure fucking consider doing that.
Well,
yeah,
it's being considered. It's added to our notes. We'll think about it after the pod and discuss it internally.
Yeah, for sure. We'll for sure do that. So, but anyway, that's cool. And then, yeah. Okay. And then last thing here is interesting. Rumors claim Sledgehammer Games developing the next title, Call of Duty 2021. Now, I don't know if Sledgehammer has ever been the main dev? Weren't they kicked off of the development of this game?
That's what I was thinking too.
So now they got moved to 2021. This is pretty weird. Charlie Intel wrote this article, but the impetus for it was this tweet by Tom Henderson. And this dude is supposedly quite a reliable source of Call of Duty information. And he has a little fucking flowchart here for everyone, which is not helpful, in my opinion, because basically... the long and short of it is, Sledgehammer is supposedly developing COD 2021, which is the next game, and that is expected to release November 12th of 2021. Which is weird to me, because according to Tom Henderson, that would have given 2 years and 3 months of development time to Sledgehammer to make this title. Now, if this guy wasn't so reputable, I would be calling fake news on this, because how would they have been
fake news
developing this game, get kicked off, but then they were also developing the next Call of Duty for 2 years now? Like, I don't get it. I don't know what is going on here. And you can see Sledgehammer's influence on Black Ops Cold War. It looks like World War II remastered. Like, the art style, the visuals, the animations, it looks very World War II-y, which is the latest Sledgehammer release. So,
yeah,
pretty weird, but I believe him. Everyone else seems to. So, Sledgehammer might be releasing the next Call of Duty, and it is expected to come out November 12th of 2021. That almost certainly is not when it will come out. It'll probably be later. But
clip
Tanner,
it and ship it. It'll not come out that day.
Yeah. So what are your thoughts, Tanner?
So Sledgehammer, the last two games they made were what? Advanced Warfare and World War II. Which, Advanced Warfare was one of the worst Call of Duties ever made. And World War II was a disaster for a long time. Apparently, I didn't really play that one. But wasn't World War II the one that was, like, completely ruined for the first, like, 3 or 4 months or something? Because there was some major issue with it. What was that issue? Do you remember?
I think it wasn't an implementation issue. It was a design choice issue. Like MDub. Like, MDub worked fine, but the choices were bad.
Yeah.
So with World War II, it was the same kind of deal, where the choices were really bad for what they wanted. I don't think it was, like, super buggy or anything. I think it was just, like, poorly, like, the design was bad. So then they did, like, some massive overhaul and, like, greatly changed how everything worked. And then people liked it a lot more. But by then, everyone had given up on the game, basically. That's what I've been told.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I don't think you just said this, but they're not confirmed publicly to be working on the game, but it does say in this article from Charlie Intel that Sledgehammer is confirmed to be working on multiple projects, and they opened up a new studio in Australia where they hired over 150 employees. I don't think you said that, right?
I didn't. That's interesting.
Yeah. So that also points to, you know, they're developing something big. But to me, again, what do I know about video game development? But hiring 150 employees when the Call of Duty title is supposed to come out in essentially, you know, 10 months, or you're going to have a beta in less than 10 months, that doesn't sound like enough time. I mean, I feel like if they're hiring 150 people to start to work on a video game, doesn't that sound like it'd be a Call of Duty title that would come out in like 2 years or 3 years? Yes, I don't know.
Kind of. Yeah. Depends what they do. But yeah, like you said, I don't know anything about games.
Yeah. So Henderson also said here, Advanced Warfare 2 and a World War II sequel are both plausible, which I'm just done with World War II games, to be honest. Is your stream frozen? Do you? No, it's good.
Fine now.
I mean, I don't want another World War II game. I know they haven't really been popular in a while, but it's just I played way too many of them when I was young to ever care about them again. And the thing with Advanced Warfare is TGD James, the gaming definition friend of the pod, he made a good point. He said he would love to see a sequel to Advanced Warfare because there's more of a skill gap when you have like exosuits and that stuff and you can fucking run on walls advanced and you have jetpacks. Yeah, advanced movement creates a larger skill gap. But what I was thinking as he said that is none of that matters anymore if aim assist is as strong as it is in Cold War and there's crossplay in the game, you know? I feel like people don't think about that. Is that makes that movement essentially irrelevant if something like that exists and it happens to be overpowered, you know?
Think of Cold War.
So it's like,
War.
I don't...
Like, the movement's so sophisticated, but you can't outmove or slide aim assist in this game.
No, it doesn't break it. It doesn't matter what you do.
So I agree with you, yeah.
Yeah, so it's almost like having either of these two titles coming just doesn't sound exciting to me whatsoever right now.
Yeah. Interesting. Interesting.
And then, I mean, hey, let's say they make a World War II sequel and they're, you know, Warzone is its own standalone game. So they're going to add a bunch of World War II weapons to Warzone. Should we start talking about that already? Are we going to get a bunch of fucking iron sight World War II weapons that are going to have to compete with a, you know, Modern Warfare weapons?
Or if it's Advanced Warfare 2 and you get like some millimeter scanner that can like see people through walls and shit or something. Yeah, the Warzone thing's a disaster, of course. What else is interesting to note about this, and I'm surprised fewer people said this, 2 year development time instead of 3 year development time. That's new. Because we've had three dev teams, each taking 3 years to develop a yearly COD title. And now Sledgehammer is expected to release a game in 66% of the time. By the way, with COVID.
Yeah.
By the way, with half of their workforce, not half, but a lot of it being brand fucking new, like you said, with this Australian whatever team.
Yeah.
Doesn't bode super well. Let's just put it that way. It doesn't bode super well. I will say, though, Sledgehammer, great dev team. I liked World War II, but I only played it... The first time I played World War II was like 2 years after it launched. So I really liked it, but that was after all the polish was fucking done. So I don't know. But I really liked World War II.
I don't understand why he's saying 2 years. Because, you know, if you look at like Sledgehammer's wiki page... So they haven't made their own title since 2017, which means their title ended in 2018. So you would think they would have already started developing their next game in 2018, right? Because they assisted with Modern Warfare in 2019, and they assisted with Cold War in 2020. So they haven't made their own game since 2017. So it's not really a two-year cycle. It's like maybe they did start on the next game back then or something, and...
Maybe, but
what he's saying is wrong.
According to Tom Henderson, they started development of this in August of 2019. Mm. So I don't know. You raise a good point, but I don't know. This guy that's not what he's saying.
Well, I know more than him, but yeah.
Okay. Well, either way,
you are fake news.
I'll hit that for myself.
That is interesting. I am not optimistic. That's pretty much where I'll leave this.
I'm about the least optimistic I've ever been about Call of Duty ever with Sledgehammer developing COD 2021.
I'd rather them than Infinity Ward. I hope Infinity Ward is fired.
It won't be. They created. They won't. Whether you like it or not, they created the most successful Call of Duty title ever made.
God, so. I hate that that's true. I hate that that's true, but you're right. Of course, they're not going to be fired, but they should be.
Bobby bought 4 more yachts this year, I heard, because of them. So, you know. He
probably did.
They're doing all right.
He probably gave the keys to each one to all of his employees, too.
Yeah. Say, hey, whenever you want a vacation, text me on my cell phone.
Yeah, just text me.
Give you the keys to my yacht.
So fucking
I mean, I won't give you the time off when you ask for it to take a trip, but here's my yacht.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So, I don't know, man. We'll see. But that just looks weird. Just seems weird. A lot of weird shit. But we'll have more news on that in the coming months, undoubtedly. And the last thing I'll say is that this basically, to me, confirms we're getting another Call of Duty this year. Which, by the way, never should have been a question. I mean, people were saying, oh, they're not going to make a COD next year. What are you
Let's not say people.
Oh, yeah, you and someone else.
A person.
And you.
I just said it wouldn't be that surprising. I doubted it, but I'm like, I mean, I could see it, but I, you know. Apparently you didn't read it, because I agreed with you. I was like, I mean, Raz is right. They make the most amount of money on a new video game. Why would they skip a year?
Okay.
But it also wouldn't be surprising if they didn't. That's all I said.
We'll keep that in mind. For sure. But anyways, yeah. So, thought I would cover that. Which is very interesting. Now, normally I would read iTunes reviews here, but we will save that for Saturday because we have some good ones and I want to do it next time. So there's one more thing I wanted to draw attention to. This is not related to Call of Duty, but it is related to another video game that some of you might be interested in. Bravo, Intel. Tweeted this. Happy New Year. A new Battlefield game releases this year, which would ostensibly be Battlefield 6.
Why did they tweet this on December 31st, 2020 then? They must be in the future. They must be in Europe, huh?
They could be East Coast, Europe, I don't know. Some dumb shit like that.
Something that doesn't matter because it's not the West Coast.
It's not the correct time zone, of course. But according to, I guess this is a Charlie Intel, like whatever sister company, Battlefield 6 news. But they wouldn't tweet something like this without confirmation. So I would say it's confirmed. A Battlefield game is coming out this year, which is interesting. Now, if you are a Battlefield fan, I would hope that the objective of Battlefield podcast is still chugging along. Dubfire, I'm looking at you. And this is exactly what I told you in conversation. Establish yourself as the podcast now so that when news like this drops, people are coming to your program. So I hope that that's been going well. I hope you've been doing it. But anyways, the objective of Battlefield podcast, check it out. If he's still doing episodes, I think he is. A new Battlefield game releases this year. Tanner, any thoughts on this? Will you play it?
I may be co-hosting Dubfire with the Objective of Battlefield podcast if Sledgehammer makes a shit game this year.
True.
I mean, I would love to have a fun Battlefield game again. I've said that so many times. I love the Battlefield title. It's just been so bad the last 2 or 3 games. I mean, Battlefield 1942, it was so hard to play that video game for me when I first bought it, because it was like I had dial-up internet. It was like, what year was it? When did Battlefield 1942 come out? Hold on. Battlefield 1942. It came out in 2002. Dial-up internet. You had to do like port forwarding to be able to play online. It was a disaster.
Yeah.
It was a disaster. And I mean, I was 10 years old playing Wake Island, flying fucking planes, bombing kids, right?
In game, of course.
In game. Well, of course, naturally.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I would love for Battlefield to be fun again. I would jump ship so fast if Battlefield was better in this game. I mean, no thought about it. I would just be instantly into Battlefield. Don't care.
You
just fucking gone.
Did you play Battlefield before you played COD?
Yeah, I did actually, because Battlefield 1942, yeah. I know Ben and I used to play the old Battlefield games together a lot. We used to play Battlefield 2 online. He played 2142. Then that's when I went on to play that Battlefield 2 mod Project Reality, which I had a couple thousand hours in. Still talk to all of those guys pretty much, and that was from like 12 years ago. So yeah, I'm a big fan of the Battlefield franchise.
Very interesting.
I could never stand all those people that argued like COD versus Battlefield in like 2008. Because they were such different games, and people were like, oh, COD's better. No, Battlefield's better. It's like people couldn't think they were both fun, and that always pissed me off. I like both of them.
They were different. Now the lines are bleeding a lot.
Yeah.
With vehicles and COD and shit.
Here's the thing. I was excited for about 2 minutes just now, and then I just realized that it's EA at the helm of this, so it's going to be the worst video game ever made, actually.
Is EA worse than Activision?
Oh, 1,000. Activision is, you know, Activision is fantastic compared to EA. EA literally should be put out of business. Like, they are rats. They are scumbags. They're disgusting. I mean, their games are still full of, like, pay-to-win crates and things like that. All of them.
Oh, really?
It's disgusting. Yeah, they still haven't moved on from that. So if this game is like that, you know it's going to have skill-based matchmaking. They're going to probably try to make it ridiculous and have like 128 player servers, which is going to be a mess. EA is the worst publisher in the world by far.
I did like in Battlefield how you could just like server browse.
Oh yeah, well, I mean, you used to be able to do that in Call of Duty.
Oh really?
Used to be able to, that's how all video games used to be.
I didn't know
now that. It's like you don't have a chance for most of the, yeah, I mean, go back and play
Battlefield,
like,
still does this. You can, like, on the latest,
they do still do that. You are right, actually. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what was cool about, like, Call of Duty 4 is, like, we had our own servers and stuff that we bought. Or, like, you would get, you'd get sponsored by, like, websites that hosted servers if you're, like, a team that played competitive, and they would host you a free server.
Oh, that's cool. That's really cool, actually. Very cool. So, yeah.
Yeah, you just can't do any of that anymore.
Yeah. This was cool to see. Because, nice voice crack, by the way, 28 years old. This was cool to see. And we had all been hearing about how eventually a Battlefield game's going to come out. Because when did the last Battlefield game come out? Fucking 3 years ago or some shit? Too long.
2 or 3 years ago, I think.
Yeah, too long. And apparently this last one's really bad. I've played it, but I don't remember it being, like, particularly bad. But I didn't put in any kind of hours compared to most other games I've played, so I don't know. But this will be cool. This will be interesting. If for no other reason, I would want this game to do very well and be very good so that Activision gets scared and steps their shit up so that they can compete. I would like this game to do really well so that there's competition. So then Activision's like, fuck, dude. Battlefield just tweeted that there's absolutely no skill-based matchmaking in their game, and we're just bleeding, like, playtime this month. We need to do something. I would love that. I would love for there to be some competition. So if for only that reason, I would like this game to do very well. But also, I'd play it for sure. So it'd be interesting. We will see what happens there. So anyways, anything else, Tanner?
No.
Okay, go live. Rat. So, Tanner and I are going to go play some Call of Duty Warzone.
Are we?
Are we?
Yeah, I'm just kidding. Of course, what are we going to play? Cold War? I mean, it's uninstalled.
Well, keep that in mind for sure. So, again, we will read iTunes reviews next time. Continue to leave them. The best way to support the program, patreon.com/thedropshot, $5 a month. You get a lot of bonus episodes and 4 new bonus episodes every goddamn month. Only $5, patreon.com/thedropshot. You can find us on social medias and shit. You know, whatever. YouTube.com/Razanon. The YouTube's absolutely exploding, so make sure to go fucking sub. You can see the program with video there. We have two merch stores. Peep those. Join the fucking Discord. All these links are in the show notes, as well as links to J-Gods and Exclusive Aces videos that were used today. So thanks to those guys, although they don't need our thanks, certainly. And who does deserve our undying thanks is a special thanks to our Damascus patrons, Mr. Salmonella, Jay Pritch, Slivovitz, Jake Down, Zerosio, Tequilas a Rocking Bird, Face Esquire, Gift Curse, Adam H, Sniff Sniff Hambone, Change It, Jimbo Slice, Von Trapp, Lyle P, Aussie Menace, Goated Oat, Tanner Wants to Meet a 12-year-old, Papa Shitto, Civ, Blackbeard, Dr. J Webb, Nick Ken, King Camper, Derek R, Wade M, It's the Pickle, That Dirty Clap, Kill a Cam, One Handed, 89, Garrett S, Jada Pinkett Smith, Lemur Party, Freeze, The Dave Daily, Read a Book, Deacon Cheese, Sage, Legacy, Rizzle Music, Total Toad, Manny Marr, Samuel, Cope Cowboy, Chris Beclair, Thomas L, Blake C, Levon Affair, The 332nd, Brian P, Jaren G, Maxi, Shigo Heart, TTV Trump MAGA 20, Proud Dad, McBango, Hank Swift, L2K Greatness, Flex Stepdad, Get Scammed, Big Rec 44, Chad G, Nick Venomous, Sweaty Aim Assist, Steven S, Hank S, See Ya Later Boy, Kelly M, Ryan S, SP Farms, Simple Name 8, and an extra special thank you to our one and only Obsidian patron, the Drop Shot Patriarch, the Vaping Viking. Thank you all for watching. Thank you all for listening, Young Kings. And as always, please remember, stay humble.
Stay humble.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.